That is a great title to have.
It's very long, but it tries to sum it up in one. Yeah, so work-based learning and manager. So I oversee all of the work-based learning at college, which is predominantly apprentices. So I've got a big responsibility to make sure that apprentices are out there and working well with the employers.
And obviously it's National Apprenticeship Week all this week, and we're sort of participating on Beatrice Radio by doing loads of interviews with apprentices and people involved. Tell us about the link then between you and the hospital.
Okay, we're very proud to work with the hospital. We've worked with Morecambe Bay for just about 2 years now, delivering the apprenticeship provision across the whole of the hospital. Initially people think about apprenticeships in the hospital as mostly clinical, so in the wards and working with the nurses. However, it's actually right across the whole of the hospital, from plumbers, electricians, business admin, right the way through to the clinical staff. So we're really proud to have worked with the hospital for the past 2 years, and we support the apprenticeship team within the hospital right the way through the process of recruiting apprentices, right the way through to what are the apprentices going to do when they finish, where are they going to work, are they going to go to uni and come back. So we're involved in that full process. It's really exciting.
And has it been successful in the last couple of years?
It has been successful, yeah. I did some figures last week in preparation for talking to you today, and we've had a 95% success rate in our apprentices, which is absolutely brilliant.
That's amazing,
that really
isn't it?
Is good. And you know, we're talking, you know, over 70 apprentices that have started in 2 years. So to have 95% of those apprentices complete and either stay and work within the hospital or go on to university, you know, I couldn't be more proud.
It's a bit like a feeder programme in a way, isn't it, for the hospital, for new staff to sort
it
of come and blossom?
It is. It's a great opportunity where staff will apply to work in the hospital. They'll apply through the apprenticeship route, which means that they'll actually get a chance to do the job as well as do the training that's required for the job. So they'll go in and they'll work 4 days a week doing exactly what would be expected of them in that role. And then they'll attend college, or else college will go to them, which is something that that works really well. And we'll deliver the training either in the hospital or in college, so that they'll get a really good understanding of what's involved in the job whilst doing the job, which you can't put more value on that, really. And then what will happen at the end of their apprenticeship programme, they'll either be promoted onto the next level, so they'll either go up a level and take on more responsibilities, or else it'll offer a feeder route into university where they'll maybe go on and study nursing or study something else that's related to what they do, in the hope that they'll go back and work in the hospital, because that's where they've had their experience and they know how the hospital works, and you know, the different systems that are in place and the values. They'll share those values. So that's where the success is.
It's sort of on-the-job training, isn't it? You know, they come and then do it while they're here, and that's the best way to learn.
That's my favourite
way to learn, to just get in and do it and then get on.
Because you can
sit
in a classroom and you can listen to the best way to practice something, but actually to be in the workplace and to listen to colleagues that do the same job, you can't really learn much better than that.
So who can do an apprenticeship then? Who can do one of these?
That's a brilliant question. Stereotypically, an apprentice is 16 to 18.
I was going to say, yeah, I think a lot of people just assume.
Yeah, absolutely. 16 to 18, just leaving school, don't know what to do, haven't got great grades, so they think the apprenticeship is the only route. Could not be further from the truth. Lots of different examples that will completely break that stereotype. An apprentice can be anyone from age 16 to 65, probably even older than that, actually. There is no age limit. It can be anyone. There's no specification on the qualifications. You can get qualifications in addition to the ones that are involved in the apprenticeship. So if someone comes along and they don't have the right maths or English quals, then they can do it alongside the apprenticeship training. So there is, you know, there's very little barriers to doing an apprenticeship. For example, I am an apprentice in my own post because I don't have any management qualifications. So when I started, I said, I want to do something that's going to give me a qualification whilst I'm actually doing the job and the training. So I am actually a leadership and management apprentice. I've been working in the organisation at Kendal College for 10 years now, but I've just started an apprenticeship. So there are so many opportunities to become an apprentice. There's degree level apprentices as well, so it isn't just level 2 and level 3. You can work right the way up to that degree level and beyond.
Something for everyone, isn't there, really?
Absolutely, yeah absolutely.
So we touched on it a little bit a minute ago. Just tell us about some of the apprenticeships that are available.
So, and generally linked to the hospital, the most common apprenticeships are the clinical healthcare apprenticeships. So they can be at level 2 or level 3, and then those provide the opportunity to learn the skills from the ward. And then the other apprenticeships throughout the hospital include business admin, which is another really popular route, and that's in lots of different departments. Again, really exciting, from HR, personnel, through to working with the different divisions and the directorates within the hospital. We've supported within the kitchen areas, so there's the catering, the hospitality type apprenticeships. There's also in the facilities management, so working with the joiners, the engineers, the electricians, plumbers, plumbing apprenticeships again in the hospital. There's loads, working in with the data and IT, working with the accounts teams. There's loads of opportunities within the hospitals. If you name it, there will be an apprenticeship.
Yeah, as we say, something for everyone.
Absolutely,
isn't there? Yeah.
Even in the labs, you know, loads. Loads.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So how can people find what's available? How can people go about applying for it?
Okay, there's lots of different ways you can do it. The most common way seems to be through open evenings, where as a college we host open evenings and we will have different employers that will come along. The hospitals are always big, heavily featured within those open events, and we will talk potential apprentices through the route that they have to follow. The hospital's got a fantastic website where they advertise apprenticeship vacancies, and they apply through that route. There's also the Find an Apprenticeship website, which is it's a government website. When you type in Find an Apprenticeship, it goes straight to it, and that's where all apprenticeship vacancies are generally advertised, and you can click in and apply that way as well. Some other really successful ways are going direct to an employer and saying, this is what I'm interested in, this is my experience, almost like a CV. Is, do you have any opportunities? Because some employers or some departments within the hospital might not know about apprenticeship provision, and they might not realise that they could actually take someone on in that training capacity. So there are a few different ways of doing it, but certainly get in touch with us at the college, or get in touch with the apprenticeship team at the hospital, and that's Amanda and Kath and Kate. They will be able to provide some guidance on all of the apprenticeship provision.
And when it comes to filling out the forms and doing all the paperwork, is that quite an easy process to do as well? Is there support available?
Yeah, it's a straightforward process, but at college we certainly have a team that are dedicated to supporting that part of the process. So it might be about filling out your CV, it might be filling out your application to really let the skills that you have shine through that application, or it might be just, you know, where do we begin, what can I do with the qualifications or the experience I have, is the apprenticeship route the best way? So we've got a team that are dedicated towards supporting that at college.
So there's support all the way through it, isn't there?
Absolutely,
really? It's just a fantastic scheme.
Yeah.
And to be able to come and work, as we say, within a hospital in something that people might will be interested in, and having that on-the-job training, I think is absolutely fantastic.
It is good. And we've also, when an apprentice is interviewed and offered a post, they're attached to an assessor or a tutor who will be almost like their buddy right the way through their course. And also when they start in the workplace, whether it's in an office or the ward setting, or, you know, down with the States, they're attached to a buddy. So they've actually got 3 or 4 people around them all the time who's supporting them develop, because we want them to achieve as much as they want to achieve.
Well, the whole scheme is fantastic, Kelly. It's wonderful. Best of luck for the rest of National Apprenticeship
Week. Thank you. It's a busy week.
It is. Everyone I've spoken to has gone, oh my God, next week's so busy.
There's a lot going on.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Lewis. Thanks again. Bye.